Why don't you start off by your name and where you're from?
I'm Mimi Fancher Contour, and we're from the HR Ranch out of Wheatland, Wyoming.
Okay. How'd you end up in Wyoming?
Actually, I was born in June of 1947 in Laramie, Wyoming. My father was in construction and on the road, and my mother went home to her mother to have all three of her children at Laramie.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood, it doesn't have a lot to do with the ranch. I moved 15 times the first 5 years of my life because, as I said, my father was in construction. And then we moved into Loveland, Colorado and stayed there until I graduated and went to CSU and graduated from CSU and met my husband and got married. And in December 9th of 1969, we moved up to the ranch to take over managing it.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite relatives, some of the stories they used to tell growing up, things like that.
We have a lot of characters in my family. I have mostly the stories will be about my great-grandfather and my great-aunts because they were both a pair of characters. My great-grandfather was George Mitchell Sr., and he's the one that he was a surveyor for the railroad and came west and met Heck Reel down in Cheyenne. Heck Reel was the original owner of the HR Ranch, and he convinced a bunch of investors to buy the HR Ranch. And there's a lot of stories about him if you want them.
Sure. Go ahead and tell me a couple.
Okay. The two that are most well known have to do with the fact that he was riding with a group of riders on the roundup at one time out by Wendover and got struck by lightning. And
oh my goodness.
Killed three horses and knocked about 10 of the guys out. And as they came to, they discovered he'd been the one struck by lightning. There was a burn in his hat, a burn right where he's in the saddle, where his butt fit the saddle, and a burn at both knees, where about a dime-sized burn at both knees where his knees hit. They put his feet and his hands in a puddle of water and then carted him to Yuva, which was the train stop at the time, and put him on the train to go to, Cheyenne. I'm not sure where. He wound up in Milwaukee with a relative that was a doctor. And he lived through it to tell about it. So,
being an engineer, working on the towers and stuff, that's something that that I can relate to.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience. I hope I never do.
Yeah. Being struck by lightning. And, you know, I barely knew him, and he wasn't where you talked to him when I was a young mm-hmm. child. But I don't think when he got older, the thing that hurt him the most was he'd been hit by a bull. And that's what he always, when his legs and arms hurt, he claimed it was because of the bull that hit him.
Oh, wow. That can't be a pleasant experience either.
The second story about him was he was also the first mayor of Casper and built the first wooden house in Casper because Casper was a tent city at the time, and he had the lumber yard in Casper. But the barber in Casper was the first in the area to have a bathtub, and great-grandfather wanted the bathtub, so he entertained the barber out front while some of his men stole the bathtub from the back door. The story goes on, and I'm pretty sure it's not the same bathtub, but he's the one that supplied the bathtub for the trip for Teddy Roosevelt's trip through Yellowstone National Park. But I don't suppose it was the same bathtub. And I suppose after they stole the bathtub that something went on. The barber either got it back or he got paid for it. I'm not sure what went on after that. The only part of the story that we know is that he stole the bathtub.
Wow. So you guys moved up and took on the ranch. Tell me a little bit more about that.
In 1969?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it came down through my grandmother to my father and his two brothers, and then they needed someone to manage it, and we had both always wanted to ranch. So we got married in June of 69, and in December of 69, the guy they had running the ranch quit, so we gave up our jobs and came up here to ranch and have been there ever since.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that has to have had its own set of adventures over the years.
Oh, many of them, yeah.
Tell me some of the most memorable ones. Just
for us?
Mm-hmm, for you.
Oh, my.
I know there's got to be a whole bunch.
We have floods. The North Laramie River is an unregulated river. There's only one dam way high on it, so it floods. We have frequent floods down through there, and we have what's called the old weaning corral, and there was a bunch of trees blocking the river at the bottom of the weaning corral, and my father decided we needed to jerk the trees out so it wouldn't back the water up into the big house, and we took one tractor down and got it stuck right up to the hub. So then we took the other tractor down to try to pull it out and got it stuck right up to the hubs. So they're a chain length apart, stuck back to back. And then we took the D9 cat down and got it stuck. And my husband was smart enough to realize that if we chain cottonwood trees to it, to the tracks on it, then we could get it out. And so we chained cottonwood trees to the tracks, and about three of them, and walked the cat out and pulled the two tractors out with the cat. And so we play in the water a lot at the ranch. Recently, again, it was flooding after not having any water in 2002 through 2004. Then we had a nice flood come down the river. And my whole family comes up on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. And so on Memorial Day, I call and said, the river's flooding. You won't be able to use the bathrooms at the big house. There'll be no showers. There's not really any reason to come. And I have a redneck family. They all go, oh, cool. We haven't seen the river up in a long time. They all came up, and we got to play in the river and get another tree out. But we're smarter about it now than we were then. And they also had to use the outhouse on the river. To get into the outhouse, they had to walk a plank. So I decided that that could be one of the rednecks' jokes. You might be a redneck if you have to walk the plank to get to the outhouse.
Wyoming is definitely an interesting state. What are some of the things that you love best about this state and just in general?
Probably the total lack of people is what we like the best. The lack of what other people call amenities, we don't miss at all, and we love not having to stand in line to get to places.
Mm. One thing I've noticed about this state, it is a lot more laid back and a lot quieter than
than other states, yes.
Other states.
I'm sure there's others like maybe Utah and Nevada that you could do that in, too, but Wyoming is just Wyoming, yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about how you and your husband met.
I was going to college, and he was working, and we met at a bar. And that always embarrasses him when I say that. And I liked to dance, and he liked to dance. And actually, at the time, we could both, what they now call country swing, we did the jitterbug. And we were probably the only ones that really could jitterbug at the time.
Was there anything else that that you'd like to share with future generations?
Well, ranching is a way of life, and it's a lot of hard work, and you have to love it because you certainly don't get rich doing it. That's what I can say to it. I always told my children to go to school. I have two sons, and I told them both to go to school and get a good education and go somewhere and get a good job so that they could afford to ranch.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's not the rewards in it unless it's emotional rewards.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories today.
Okay. You ask about characters in my family, and I have two great aunts that I have a great aunt Margaret who died at 104 just, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great aunt Janie who was a true character too. And Janie lived in Casper, and I guess the best story on Janie was in Casper that she was at this fancy party for this big opening of a new bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank owner walked up to her and said, so who has the biggest one in Casper? Because it was the First National Bank and there was a big one on the top of the bank. And Great Aunt Janie looked all around the room and says, well, that must be Bob over there. Okay. Then that was Janie. I mean, her comebacks were that way all of the time. And her mother, I'm sure, tried hard to make her a lady, but she would chew with the cow hands. And then to keep her mom from knowing it, she'd roll it up in the top of her stockings. And I can't imagine how awful that must have been. Great Aunt Margaret, in her own right, was a character too, but I'm sure was on your Pioneer Association when they first built this museum. And I'm sure she's donated a lot of stuff from the ranch to this museum. But I guess what I can remember most about Margaret is a lot of things. I was probably 17 and laying on the floor, and of course she would have been in her 60s at the time. I thought she was an old lady. And I mouthed off to her, and she says, you know, I should just spank your butt for that. And I said, you'd have to catch me first. She had me pinned to the floor before I could even squiggle. So then that was Margaret. And then she never liked her picture taken. And so we always were trying to take her pictures. We put fire escapes to the second floor of the big house, and she climbed up it. She was in her 90s when she climbed to the top of the fire escape. But she got in the window before we got her picture up there. And then the next year on the 4th of July, the kids were little and had a little three-wheel bike. They were riding around outside, and she went out and got on it and pedaled it around, too. So that was Margaret. She was very involved with the county and all the work.
We really appreciate you coming in and sharing.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
All right.